on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. This evening I have with me Jana Death by Gucci and Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. What's happening, ladies?
Hey.
Oh, the mic from the Nestor of the Hopper is not with us this evening. He's out.
Yeah, we did a mic check
something.
And it
we don't
came
know where
up
he is.
Empty. Yeah, we don't know how he got out of the Hopper.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody forgot
Chester
the latch.
Chester must have snuck by with the key again.
Damn him.
Yeah. Damn so what's him. Happening? How's the weather? No, just kidding.
I was just being, like, constructive criticism when I said that, and now you guys won't let me forget.
You're right, we won't.
Earlier this week, it's better than us going, oh my God, my knee hurts so bad.
Yeah, we're not that old.
I mean, you know, at least we're like just, it's hot, so it's what I think about because it's freaking hot.
Oy vey, the back pain.
Oh God. Oh, you know it's about to rain.
I think it's funny when people, like younger people, will make fun of you for being older, and it's like, well, you're going to get there too.
Before you know it, I mean, it's just a blast.
That's never bothered me, because you can't help when you were born.
Yeah.
Nope.
And I think 40s is a good age.
You know what? It's been really, honestly, I thought it would be horrible, but I think I'm happier ever since that very day that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm cool with it.
And if you look at the demographics of Mafia Wars players, I think it's the 35 to 45 bracket has the most people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So it's not like, you know, we're playing with a bunch of kids and we're some old people.
Because we're not at school. We need to go to school.
Yep.
I think about it sometimes, but, you know, I'm already paying for someone else to be there, so. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did that when I was young. So
went to school?
Yeah.
Exactly. You did it at the right time. I was busy elsewhere.
Yeah, well, you had kids. I never had kids, so.
Exactly. So.
But you have puppies.
Yeah, now I'm a mom.
Yeah. Gosh, it is like having a newborn once you get a new puppy.
Yeah.
About to lose my mind.
I just can't believe I thought they'd be similar to cats.
Not.
I was like shocked, and I was like, oh my God, I made the biggest mistake ever. I'm responsible enough.
They've probably settled down quite a bit by now, haven't they?
No.
No, really?
And yeah. How old are they now? They're like a year and a half. Two?
Two. No, wow.
They're over two now.
Huh.
Oh dear. And mine's 4 months old, and I have all that ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 pounds of it.
A disciplined dog. So that's my problem. They don't listen to me.
We're doing obedience school right now. We're doing this puppy training class, my son and me. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly like a puppy play class, but, you know, to teach basics to him is good.
Yeah.
I'm bored out of my mind in there and keep thinking, oh my God, what time is it? It's
time for a Scooby snack.
I know. I need out of here. Help.
Or liquid refreshment, one of the two.
No, animals are good for people, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so happy I got them, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're cuties.
A lot of work. And the Pomeranian doesn't like it if I'm too into the computer, and she'll come and, like, tap the keyboard with her paw.
Ah.
So I have to take a lot of breaks and pick her up and give her attention.
So then she is sort of cat-like.
Yeah.
Well, little dogs sometimes just end up with those tendencies because they are little lap dogs.
Right.
She's a diva, too.
I love it. That's awesome. So what's new in the game this week? I noticed the new spin thing.
The what?
What do you call it? The spinster or?
Oh, the skillster.
The skillster.
It's one of the stupidest things ever.
That is the only thing I've noticed new.
To defend it, because some people say, well, it is a good deal, sort of. What it is they give you like a ton of spins, and you're like, oh, cool. I have 75 free spins. Like, if you're a VIP subscriber, you get 15 free extra spins. Ooh. Everyone else gets 60.
Mm-hmm. Or you can buy 10 for $5.
Right, and you think you're getting something good. So you're like, okay, and you spin it, and it's just spinning and offering you deals. And I say the word deal loosely because the majority of them are ridiculous. Like buy
70 or 20.
20 health points for 70 reward points.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's that, like, why even awesome. Do that? Like, do they want to trick people? So the good deals in there, there's one for 20 health points for 7 reward points.
Yep, I've seen and that one.
Then there's one for 20 attack and defense for 21 reward points.
And I think I fell for that one.
Which is very close to
an even deal.
A 2-time build, you know.
Right. Right.
Anytime you can get around to a 1-to-1 ratio, it is a good deal. So it's slightly more, but really what has people concerned is we haven't had a 2-time property build in over a month.
Right.
Really? So
are they going to replace that with this? And, you know, the nice thing about 2-times property builds, if you can be online when they're offered, is you can get as many as you want.
Right.
But with this thing, it's a spin and you can buy it once.
Lame.
So you're, you know, instead of using 1,000 reward points to get 1,000 skill points, you're limiting yourself on this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't get it. With the game the way it is, who cares if people get more skill points? They should be happy there's something that people still want to buy.
Right. And if they're paying for it, again, what's the deal? I mean, isn't that part of this whole equation?
Yeah.
Because you have a choice. You can get what you can get for free, and then you have the stuff that you can get for by paying for it. So...
Mm-hmm.
Let people do what they're going to do.
Give us our game back.
But yeah, it is disappointing they don't have or they haven't had a 2-times build. I've been stockpiling my reward points waiting on it.
I know I have
stockpiled that long, really?
And power cards.
Oh yeah, the power cards thing. I've been sitting on a bunch of those
for a while. I'm thinking it's a lost cause with the power cards.
Yeah.
I don't do it.
I have over 7,000. I've collected them religiously every day, and
oh
I don't
my
use
God.
Them.
I have 9,255.
Yeah. I don't even want to know. I probably bought one.
But they used to offer you could buy kamikazes with them, or not buy craft.
Yeah.
So everyone hoards them.
Waiting on the next opportunity to do that, because we've got 1,000 achievement to do for it.
And if they aren't going to do it again, I think they owe us an announcement. Like, tell us, so we're not just hanging on to these things. Maybe I want to go buy 50,000 health refills, but I won't until I know for sure that there's going to be another one of those.
Right.
Well, but they don't tell us.
No, they don't want to tell us because they always want to reserve the right to change their mind.
Yeah.
Or they'll say, no, we're not going to do it. And then all of a sudden everybody will do it. And then they'll come back and say, yeah, we decided to make it available for a 1-time deal anyway.
And how mad would you be if you had just, like, used them to buy everything and you had zero and then you saw for a limited time?
You would be pretty angry.
Yes.
You would be not at all pleased with the Zynga. Yeah,
that's what needs to happen for the good of the community. One of us needs to go spend them all, and then they'll offer it.
Yeah, probably.
<It'd be> Or they'll laugh all their way to the bank.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I don't think they understand the concept of supply and demand. If you're hoarding reward points, well, there's no need to buy them because you already have them.
Right.
So give me a reason to spend them and I'll buy more.
Yep.
It's just common sense. I don't know if I'm missing something.
Well, I think I've often wondered that too. I always think when something like this is almost that obvious that I must be missing something, and I'm not exactly sure why, because, you know, I'm fairly smart. So, but, you know, it does make you wonder. It's like different things you hear and you're just like, okay, what am I missing here? Because the simple answer is right before us. Why are we complicating the simple answer with something else? You know, it's the dance.
It's the Zynga dance.
Yeah. Why they came up with these buckets of, experience to, energy, you know, with regard to South Africa,
it's
that they're
ridiculous.
Like crazy and through the roof, you know, and you have to ask yourself the question, why would they do that? Why would they base it on a person's level? Because in reality, they could do it based on a person's max energy And they're still only going to get the same ratio regardless of what they do with reallocation or any other things.
And it would just make so much more sense and realistic for me. I'm never going to be able to do this.
So, yeah, I mean, and there's, as Jen pointed out the last time, there's people that can't even do one job.
Oh, they did make an update with that.
What'd they do?
Okay, in the past, if you couldn't do a job, if your energy pool wasn't high enough,
right,
your energy packs and your property bonuses,
right,
if you collected enough to bring your energy to where you could do that job, it still wouldn't let you. And so they updated that, so now you can.
Yeah.
So that'll be somewhat helpful.
That's somewhat helpful, but it's
still, not ideal, though.
Yeah, but back to, why don't they just make it a percentage of your overall max stamina? I mean, your max energy.
It would just be realistic.
I just can't see what the downside of that is. If an individual, if you say that, you know, your range based on the max number of things you have is 20% is what you need to do that job, then it's your 20%. If it's for 20% for somebody else, it's their 20%. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that would be more realistic. But maybe they wanted people to have to buy more energy points.
Well,
but I think that will backfire because the fighters, they've put all their points into stamina, and they still do. They're just like, oh, well, I'm not going to do it.
I guess that town won't happen.
Thanks for the new city. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, I get that they're trying to coerce people into spending to buy these boosts now to be able to at least do one job.
They're running people off.
But it's just going to torque people off. And then what's the point of that? I mean, you just got more anger towards the game because they just don't think through what their players and how their players play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy it. You know, this is even like now the Secret District that shows up in South Africa.
District.
Bonus District, whatever. It's a Secret District.
No,
they're
that's
just called
something
it different.
Totally.
Mission Operation
District. Yeah.
God help us.
But so even that, I mean, how are you going to get that to trigger if you can only do one job?
That's the problem I faced. And I thought when I was working on South Africa, I said, okay, I'm going to do 1 through 3 and go all out and get those done. And then I'll work on the bonus district.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it would always pop up when I was working. I was like, oh, I'm going to do it after I master. And I ignored it. And so I finally mastered all 3 districts. And I'm like, okay, cool. Now I'm going to work on the bonus job. Well, it never would pop up.
Right.
And it was for that reason that you said, Pete, I could only do 4 or 5 jobs at a time.
Right.
And it took like almost 3 days for me to get it.
Right. And that's pretty ridiculous. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense for them to require that kind of activity just to even get sort of started. I don't know. I'm just not, I don't understand it. And back to the, what started me not understanding it is, I feel like when I don't understand it, it's got to be something wrong with me. But then I'm beginning to think that's not always the case.
No, you understand more than most.
You know, I don't know. So.
Well, I think if you ask and nobody can explain it to you, then it's a problem with them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because somebody always knows the answer to a Mafia Wars question. Or if, and I know a lot of times I was like, this doesn't make sense. And then I've read comments and someone explained it. And I'm like, oh, okay, now that does make sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, then my question goes out to the community. What makes sense about making the level your threshold to determine how much energy you're going to have to use per job in South Africa? Start thinking through the ramifications that if it was changed to a percentage of your max energy, then what difference would it really make? You could level faster if it was based on max energy. I get that. If and the big factor here is if and only if that your ratio to level is, you know, within the parameters of how much you can do per job anyway. I mean, you know, if a job only gets 2.02% and you're, and based on your energy and stamina are only able to do 2.5%, you know, across your entire pool, you're not going to self level. So, you know, dig it, people. That's what I'm saying.
Dig it.
Yeah, it really wouldn't affect them.
No. So,
but if you're curious, the energy requirement spreadsheet is now posted.
Yes.
And
Brandon,
the community really put that together. I mean, Brandon was, and Team Spotcom were the geniuses behind coding for it.
Awesome.
But without the input from the community, it wouldn't have been possible.
Sure, because we had so many different people at different levels. You needed to know.
And it's really cool how it's set up. Because you only have so much space. I wasn't sure why it was decided to put on my blog instead of like a Spotcom spreadsheet. But, you know, there's
you
only
a lot of action
space on the blog for it. But Brandon tried a couple different things, and I like how it came out.
Good deal.
It's nice. You just go to your level, and if you're missing data, then you can submit it, and it will be there.
If you're missing data, then you can go to the Enterprise and find him on the next generation.
No, wow, that's heavy.
Isn't that? Let's see how I brought that around full circle to the whole Star Trek thing.
Make the geeky story. Yeah. Very nice. Spunk on.
Oh, okay, that was pretty lame. I apologize to everybody.
You know, whatever.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just now waiting. Is there like a new mission that's going to come out once?
You know, I haven't found server images for any of that stuff. The things in the inventory that are coming up is another lucky streak.
Uh-huh.
There's something else. Oh, we did get a new boss fight.
Yes, we did.
And we're going to get either like another ice board or I don't know if they're ever going to have the fence master board again.
Hmm.
I think they messed up with that because all the people that exploit like loot making, they were like on the global leaderboards for the fence master.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So I don't know if we'll ever see that event again. But there's nothing as far as another property, another secret district, or another mission.
And which like poker is gone, right? That's
yeah.
That's
we
gone.
Haven't had poker in a very long time.
That's disappointing because then we had the Heinzenita.
I know, but I hated that. I hate what it did to your ZMC.
Yeah.
But it is frustrating when, like, you guys work so hard to make something and then
it disappears.
Yeah.
That's why I'll always say that's one of the pluses of the way that we do our development, since it's not all into one big program. It's all separated so that, you know, you don't have to remember now to go into the big program and yank out the big chunk that's no longer available as an option. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always been a plus to be able to kind of do
that.
Oh,
yeah, because then you don't have to do it's just people aren't going to use it.
Right. It's just a script that sits dormant in case it ever comes back again.
Which that comes up to another interesting point.
Yes.
There was a massive issue with Mafia Wars in the news feeds.
What happened?
The requests weren't working. They were either returning errors or it would just take you to your own page.
Uh-huh.
And it was a Facebook problem. And Team Spotcom like quickly made two script. The Switch links didn't work. No Mafia Wars links worked. And, you know, in a matter of hours, Spotcom posted workarounds. That one that would repair the broken link on a newsfeed request and one, a Switch that would do what it needed to do to the link.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And then I saw the thread and I made a post kind of explaining how to use the scripts. And then you're like, okay, are they going to fix it before I even publish this or anybody sees it? And it was fixed a few hours later, but now that it's been made and created, if that ever happens again,
then we're right there.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Cutting edge.
It was pretty clever, though, I thought, the way that you guys did that.
Quick, mad skills, mad programming skills.
Mm-hmm. It's those
it's those other guys. It's the Martin and the Ike and the
No,
Brandon.
Don't be modest.
Yes, it is. No, I'm not being modest, honestly. In the last 6 months, it's been all them with coding. I have hardly done any coding. I've tried to keep up the podcast and I've tried to do some support stuff on the wall and stuff, but those guys have really done a tremendous job.
Well, every team needs a spokesperson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can be that.
And you do a lot, too. I see you in the room. You'll fix stuff.
You guys collaborate like crazy. I mean, so.
We do a lot of that. And there's a lot of brainstorming that goes on. Mm-hmm. And I got a little bit of brain, so I can storm every now and then.
Well, it cracks me up. It's scary, but yeah.
Yeah, that's
when
right.
You do something, you really don't say you did it. And then somebody will notice, and then they'll be like, oh, sneaky Pete.
Yeah. He just sneaks them in and then forgets to tell us even after the fact.
I do that. I'll have a whim sometimes and just throw something in and then I forget about it when I time to talk about it. And then it's like, oh yeah, I forgot I did that.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
keeping it real.
Like, I don't know. I think I've talked about this on the show before, but there was a time when people were asking, you know, how can I load up a family into Assassinator? And it's not a published feature, but it's there that if you go into the target list, you go into the target list and you can upload a link based on the person's link. If you actually paste in the family link, it will actually load up the entire family. It's one of my sneaky peeks.
Ass family gets beat up.
But I snuck that one in one time, and I don't ever hardly talk about it. It was something that was just kind of a needed thing at the time. Mm-hmm. And then, it's just a feature that's there. But unless you know it's there, it's not published. It's not, we didn't state it. Well, I did, I guess I did now, but that's one of those things that every now and then there's something like that. That's just, you know, it'd be neat to do this. So anyway, what else we got? I mean, I'm trying to think what else is going on. It just seems like there's always something, you know.
There really is.
Not sure what to think about the new boss fight. I mean, the loot's higher.
It's like every other boss fight.
But the loot is better for...
Yeah. Well, that's what I noticed. The numbers are higher.
But in a few weeks, it's not going to be.
Actually, it tripped me out the first time I got some of the loot in that because it was like over 200.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh, cool, I got one of the super powerful gifts. And then it turns out that it's not one of the super rare ones. So, you know. Or it's a rare one, but it's not that... elusive
not rare
one
enough.
That, yeah, the elusive one that you people periodically get. But you know, boss fighter just does a tremendous job tearing up the Raven and
it is so fast. Like I was using an older version and I didn't know and I kept getting errors.
Uh-huh.
And so today I used the regular the most current one.
Right.
And it literally was done within less than 5 minutes.
Oh, it's great because really? If you're a person that likes to farm the majority of your time, you can wait till your last, you know, 10 minutes.
But you can do it after you kill the Raven.
As long
not many people know that.
As long, you mean is if he's still in his range?
Yeah, if you kill him in 5 minutes, you still
then turn
get 8 hours
and still be
to
able
farm.
To, I didn't realize that even.
Yeah, okay. And Ike wrote the script so that it won't close it out. If you close out the pop-up, then you can't farm anymore. But the boss fighter is made to not close it out.
Right. I was not aware of that. That's pretty good to know.
Learned something.
Yes. All right. Mm-hmm. So what else? All right. We probably ought to listen to the one rant. the one with the guy that was trying to explain to his girlfriend about the mafia wars. And then the fact that she didn't get it. And he kept telling her that it's, you're just going to have to listen to it.
You're 38 years old. You're a fully grown man. You need to grow up like the rest of you lot out there. You need to grow up, get a life. There's more to life than playing with Matthew Ward. You've got like podcasts. So quickly, get back home. Right over work. Podcast. Mine. Get back home. Look after your kids.
You sat on the time as he was, it looks after you, there's a family, we all join together, all friends and that, we help each other, a lot the mafia.
But then what about your reality family that needs you more than your proxy mafia war family? They're not there, they don't put clothes on your back, they don't put food on the table.
But it's Matthew Wars, you don't understand.
I don't need to understand the computer game.
Matthew Wars before girlfriends?
No.
And don't let my mafia war family hear you say that, because I come after you with worldwide.
Well, I'm worldwide. Let them come after me then.
Alright, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. It's Matthew Wood.
Bring it on, Matthew Wood family. I'm here if you want me.
You don't like me playing it then?
No. I bet half of them people out there, they've got kids. 15, 16 year olds, are not on the internet more than these Matthew Wood hairheads.
So let the Matthew Wolf family hear it, they will come after you.
Whoa!
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Anyway.
Pretty funny stuff.
Yeah.
Seriously, my computer feels like it's 1,000 degrees.
Oh yeah?
Anyway.
On that note, got any shout outs?
No, yeah, we better wrap it up.
To anybody that wants to donate a new computer to moi. Uh, I can't think of anything.
Oh, as far as shout outs go?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. So anybody got any shout outs?
I have one.
You got one, Jen? What you got?
Jen always has one. She's good for the team.
She's so sweet. God love Jen.
Go ahead.
To Robert Padgett, and he let me use a couple of his accounts again for a blog post.
Nice.
But it was discovered quite a few months ago, like Bill Lieber and Mike Nestor.
He had a birthday this week.
Oh, Bill. Happy birthday.
Not Mike, but yeah.
Bill Lieber?
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Bill Lieber. Week. Ah, yeah. Stealing the shout out. Happy birthday, Bill Lieber.
My shout out.
Okay, no, go ahead. Keep going. Uh-huh.
So anyways, they could prove that the marksman bonus doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, they're fighters and they don't want to share their stats. And so I was struggling figuring out, how can I show this or demonstrate that it's not working? Well, Robert had two accounts that were close enough that it could be proved.
Uh-huh.
So he let me log into both those accounts to get what I needed to get.
Oh, cool. Very nice. Now you just gave away all his secrets. And now somebody at Facebook's going to go in and delete all his accounts.
But it was fun because then I got to make a story out of it, since I wasn't worried about concealing identities.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I couldn't have done it without him.
You have people like that help
Sango
out.
Sango needs to fix that. It hasn't worked for months.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be such a big deal because nobody really uses it, but some of the fighters do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of the special abilities of the mastery item for District 3. So don't be telling me I'm getting 12 extra fights if it doesn't even work.
Banana.
Zynga.
Word.
You've been zingered. Bazingered.
Once again.
Yep.
Pete, you got a shout out?
No, I don't. I like I said, I'll kind of steal the belated birthday to Bill Lieber.
And we're going to go with Bill. Woo!
To Ike, have fun in Boston in the fall.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not quite fall yet, but.
I'm going to see Chester this week, so.
That'd be awesome.
I won't be with you guys next week, so. I should have interesting stories the week after.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to call it a wrap.
Call it a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I wanna cross, get 'em crashing to the brain new world.